The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire completely fallen off? For whatever reason, this is big news and a big conversation on the right now, and I actually do understand it in some ways. One great thing about the right and conservatives is we want to root out the bad ones on our side, or at least chastise the good ones when they've gone astray, and that's why I'm talking about it today. In the second segment of the show, I'm going to talk about why Jeremy Boring stepped down from the Daily Wire, and I'm going to show Ben Shapiro's actual reaction to it. He actually talks about it and addresses it on Megyn Kelly's show. We'll show that, and you can skip to that if that's what you're here for. But first, I want to talk about the most recent drama with the Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro, and that is with a new article that he just put out. Ben Shapiro just put out this article that said, "Why does it matter who killed JFK?" And chaos ensued, guys. If you're on X, you know that chaos is ensuing in right-wing circles because of this. The only problem is that the people on the right did exactly what the idiots on the left do when it comes to this article, which is that they don't actually know how to read, at least they don't know how to read more than six words. So they looked at the headline, they freaked out instead of actually reading the story, which again is too long for most people, but literally just read. People are freaking out for nothing. So with that, I want to show the actual content of some of the articles. Some of it is controversial, and if we want to talk about that, that's fine. But no one right now, for some reason, is actually talking about the meat of the article. They're just talking about the headline, which is such left-wing behavior. That's why it's so frustrating. But we'll start here. Ben Shapiro starts by saying that Trump released the files. We know this, and that 65% of Americans do not believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was the one who shot Kennedy. Most Americans agree that it was someone else, or there were multiple gunmen, things like that. And he talks about how because of that, Americans don't really trust the government, and a lot of that started when JFK was assassinated. Then he says this, and this is where it gets interesting. He says, "Now, distrust of government is a perfectly normal and even admirable feature of American political life dating back to the founding. The founders distrusted government not to abuse the rights of individuals and thus sought checks and balances to prevent it from occurring. But since the 1960s, American distrust of government has been matched by a massive expansion of governmental intrusion, all of which suggests that our modern distrust of government carries with it a different flavor, a flavor of the conspiratorial. The founders believed that ambition was common to all men and that ambition thus had to counteract ambition. Today's Americans instead believe that the problem is that our government is staffed by uniquely bad men." What Ben Shapiro is talking about is the Milton Friedman argument, which is, or you could go back to James Madison, of course, and talking about conflicting interests, which is that people aren't necessarily good or evil. You could take the Christian route, which I would, and I think our founders would as well, which is that all men are fallen, none are good except God. And so you can't count on people to be good. Sure, they're bad men, but that's not simple enough. It's that you have to have competing interests. Everyone in government is looking for power. We know this. But it's not just people in power. It's us as well. That's everybody. It's not that politicians are uniquely more evil than the last guy. It's just that when people are put in those positions, they tend to seek power, just like probably anybody would. And because of that, we need checks and balances. And conspiracies kind of cut against those checks and balances, because then we just talk about some nebulous thing in the ether rather than actually talking about institutions such as you know, the checks that the executive branch couldn't put on to the judiciary, for example. He then says this, and he also points out, I should say, that what's interesting is that at the same time as Americans stop trusting the government has exploded, which shows that, you know, the people have not been effective at using those conspiracies to stop government. He then says this. If we misattribute, I believe this is the very end of the article. Yeah, this is it. I mean, it's not a long article. He says, if we misattribute broad and endemic problems of government to such conspiracies, despite all of available evidence, we miss the point. We maintain the size and scope of government while hunting shadows and training ourselves to distrust our own eyes in the process. Conspiracies exist, but they require evidence. Otherwise, they're conspiracy theories. And a country that falls for conspiracy theories without any supporting evidence is a country ripe for the plucking by demagogues on all sides, which is essentially what I just said. We're just hunting for shadows. It's not real. We're not actually attacking the problem, which is, for instance, right now, you have judges trying to stop executive orders by Trump that they have no judicial authority to do. That's just one example. That's an actual thing that we can address. That's something that's probably going to end up going up to the Supreme Court. That's an actual thing. Chasing the shadow of the CIA did this 80 years ago or 60 years ago. Okay. And so what? So what? And again, he's not saying we shouldn't care. He's asking, why do we care? Like, give me an actual reason. So in my opinion, how is this remotely controversial? If there's evidence for a conspiracy, then believe it. Like, if there's damning evidence in front of your mind, believe it. No problem with that. But sometimes we aren't looking for evidence. We just want our fantasy to be proven no matter the cost. And this is my concern with this and what I'm seeing on the right now, not just with the JFK files, but with a lot of things. You can see this, by the way, like the JFK files is a perfect example of this, because 80,000 pages came out and everyone who hates the Jews found the two places in the files where someone suspected that Israel was behind the attack. And they said, yep, Jews' fault. Or the people who hate the CIA, they found the four places where people were witnesses, they were part of the 80,000 pages, and they talk about, yeah, I think it was the CIA, and they jump on that and they said, it was the CIA. Or people who hate Russia find the 10 places in the pages where it talks about Russia, and they come out and say, it was Russia, we know it's the USSR. And the problem is they didn't actually look at the evidence. They totally lost the point of these files, which is to find the truth. It's not to just affirm your own idea. And that's the problem. That's why we should care about the JFK files, ultimately. That's the reason I would posit to Ben Shapiro. We should care about the JFK files because we should care about truth. Truth matters. The problem is no one's actually trying to learn truth. They're trying to prove to everyone around them that what they already thought was true. They already had the conclusion. They're then looking for the evidence to support it. Rather, and it's okay to have a hypothesis. There's nothing wrong with that. But they had a concrete truth they were never going to go back on. And then again, they looked at two pages. And this is one of the big problems. It's the opposite of Trump's intention, by the way. I love Donald Trump. He wanted more transparency. This is the opposite of transparency, because instead of confirming the truth, it just gave the conspiracy theorists another reason to holler. And I want you to think about this for a second. This is what's so crazy. How many people on X or on YouTube or wherever you get your entertainment who are talking about the JFK files have actually read themselves, all 80,000 pages? I would guess, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, if there's someone that you really love out there, I'd actually be really interested. So tell me in the comments below. I would guess that zero people have read all 80,000 pages, partly because it's frankly probably impossible because it's been out for, I think, a week now, maybe 2 weeks, 80,000 pages in a week or two. That'd be impressive. So, including me, by the way, that's why I haven't come out on my channel and said who assassinated Kennedy. I don't know who assassinated Kennedy. There's some evidence. I think the presumption right now is it was Oswald, because that was the original evidence we had before that. If you have doubts, nothing wrong with having doubts. But all those people on X or on YouTube who are saying this is who it was, they're lying to you. They're lying. They don't know. They didn't actually look at the evidence. They already had an opinion, and now they're trying to cherry pick some evidence to show that they were right, because people, again, they care more about being right than the truth. And I think that's really sad. Not one page. You can't just take one page out of an 80,000 page document and then say, oh, it was the evil Jews. It was the evil Jews. We know. We saw one page. You've seen it all over X right now. Someone posts a picture. They highlight the text and they say, there it is. That's the solution. Homie, I can't get over how stupid this is. There are 79,999 other pages out there. And you're saying you found the one page that solved it all? You did not. Don't listen to those people. They're absolutely lying to you. Go read them all. find the truth for yourself. I'm not going to read it all because I don't care enough. But once someone does, I'll listen to it. I'll look at the evidence presented and I'll decide if I'm going to believe them or not. Hey guys, I know that filing taxes can be stressful. So if you haven't filed your taxes yet, I want to introduce you to the people who have done my taxes. Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services, they're not raising rates just because it's March and it's April and it's getting close to the deadline. All their rates are only $69 for all federal returns, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do all the work, unlike the other services that you find out there where you spend 4 hours and it takes forever. All you got to do with Quick Tax America is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work for you. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. So we all know by now that Jeremy Boring has stepped down as the CEO of The Daily Wire. Everyone's talking about it, but for the first time, Ben Shapiro broke his silence on the issue. He actually talked about it on Megyn Kelly's podcast, and I want to show that moment. Here it is.
So there's all sorts of chatter about this online, Ben. People's tongues are wagging. People who used to work for the Daily Wire suggesting this was a terrible implosion and that Jeremy was impossible to work for, et cetera. What is the truth?
I mean, the truth is that Jeremy stepped down to pursue things like Pendragon, which is the single biggest, I think, entertainment offering ever put forward on the right side of the aisle, like ever by a long stretch. People are going to be
blown
away.
It's like a Game of Thrones series that you guys are producing.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, it's like high fantasy, Arthurian legend, seven episodes at very high cost. I mean, it is a major, massive project, and he has to go and he has to edit that. We have to figure out exactly how we're going to market that. We have other creative projects that Jeremy is going to work on, that Jeremy wants to work on, and that Jeremy is involved with. And frankly, the day-to-day management of a very large and growing company was not, I think, in his view, consilient with that mission, which is for him to do more creative projects, to do more on the entertainment side. I mean, frankly, I think for Jeremy, that's where a lot of his heart is as well. And so he wanted to put more focus in that as we mature as a company. As far as, you know, all of these sort of bizarre rumors that we're in serious trouble. Oh no, everything is, bullshit. I mean, as somebody who looks at the balance sheet, I can tell you that is certainly not the case. We are healthy, we are growing, we are thriving, and we have extremely big moves that we are looking forward to making this year.
So here's my take on all this. I'll take a stab at the theories, because a lot of people are throwing theories out there of what happened, and I'll tell you what I think happened, just using my reason and what I know about Jeremy Boring and the Daily Wire. Jeremy Boring is a business guy. I'm sure he's mostly a nice guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I think he's a business guy, and he's a successful one, which means he ruffles feathers sometimes, and sometimes he can be a D-bag. That's what businessmen do. He's fabulously rich. He made a $1 billion company because that's how he's fabulously rich. He founded it, and he's looking at his life, and he's thinking this. I love the creative side. If you didn't know, Jeremy Boring started in Hollywood, movie making, all that. He's thinking to himself, I love the creative side. I'm tired of being a CEO. It's hard. Like, it's hard work. He's been in it for 10 years at this point. I'm going to step down, and I'm going to focus on what I love, which is the creative side, which is what he announced he was going to be doing, as Ben Shapiro talked about. And the people who are saying that this is some grand conspiracy about him being pushed out or being bad for the company, guys, this guy with Caleb and Ben Shapiro, he built a $1 billion company. I guarantee you he could stay as CEO if he wanted to. I think he's pretty trusted in the business space. As someone who dabbles in business myself, building a $1 billion company would be insane. That's crazy. I think anyone would be lucky to have a CEO who was the founder of a $1 billion company. Doesn't matter what industry, it's a good thing. Like, that's a good thing. I don't think he was remotely weird in the slightest. I don't think he was shoved out. I think he genuinely just wanted to step down. He saw it was the best thing for the company, and there's nothing remotely weird about it. And I've seen competitors at the Daily Wire. This is where I get a little creeped out. People are talking about the conspiracy side of Jeremy Boring in the Daily Wire. I want to talk about the conspiracy theory of what's happening with these other conservative media companies talking about it. There's two things to consider, because there's a lot of conservatives talking. And it's not just conservatives that are individuals. That's a little bit more fair. But it's like full-on media companies that were founded just after the Daily Wire, who are the top competitors of the Daily Wire. And the two problems with them talking about this is, one, they're saying that the Daily Wire is struggling right now, that Jeremy Boring stepping down is because he's not doing a good job and the Daily Wire is going to go under. And the first problem with that is it's not a publicly traded company, so they actually have zero idea. They have no idea. No one knows. The leaks are as good as me just calling you up and saying there's a leak. It could be anybody. It's just, it's gossip. And two, this is coming again from the competitors, which I find such nasty behavior to have a whole podcast. I'm not going to name names, but I've seen people do this. And it's, again, it's not an individual. It is media companies, conservative media companies, having full podcasts about how your competitor is struggling and should be struggling. I find it pompous. It's classless. It's unethical. I haven't seen the Daily Wire's earnings reports, so I don't know if they're struggling. I don't know. Like, I have no idea because I haven't seen the numbers, and neither do they. So anytime that they say they're struggling, they're lying to you, and they're doing it for their own personal gain, and I think that's unethical, and I think the right needs to cut it out. I'm not naming names because, frankly, I think all conservative media companies are doing good in the world, and I want them to do well, all of them. And I have a media company too, and I don't want, like, I want everyone to do well. I don't need to be cutthroat about this, and neither do they. But I'm just going to go on a limb about the Daily Wire and say, considering they're about to release a TV series that spent tens of millions of freaking dollars to make, and they have over 1 million paying subscribers, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that they're probably doing all right, and that all these other people are gossiping and talking about their chief competitor, and they need to cut it out. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, is only $9.99. It's on the bookshelf right there. I had a great time writing it. I talk about the crazy cultish behaviors of the progressive left, how they have done some nuts stuff. I talk about some stories in it that you would enjoy. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.